All right, and all the tapes are rolling. You can go ahead with your presentation.
Hello, this is Ann Gregory of Worldwide WebSphere Sales. I'm glad that you're able to listen to this presentation of the 2Q05 Sales Acceleration Play entitled Upsell from WebSphere Application Server Network Deployment to WebSphere Extended Deployment. Each quarter, we'll be bringing you new WebSphere plays in response to defined revenue gaps and significant unaddressed sales opportunities. For 2Q05, we have three plays. Z-Series Enterprise Transformation, which began in 1Q, is still being continued. It's still being used. And we have two more to add to it. WebSphere for Traditional Developers, which is another Z-Series play, and this one. Play execution is determined by brand and region leaders. But regardless of the formal method selected, these sales acceleration plays are always available to you on our website for assistance in your day-to-day selling. And we've abated this play and had positive reactions even from experienced reps who thought they knew a lot. And they did, but there's more here because the sales acceleration plays gather up everything in one place. There's a huge amount of information in that place. Now, all sales plays have actionable steps and the collateral you need to execute them. And you'll see the URL for this play at the end of the presentation. Remember, please, some of the slides in this deck discuss internal sales issues like targets and attainment. And these slides must be removed before you use this presentation with a customer. This is a short-form presentation of a larger customer presentation that's on the Sales Acceleration Play website. Let's go to page 2. Why did all the GOs call this particular play? Why did we decide to create it? Well, the revenue target for WebSphere XD is moderate this year, but we are significantly underperforming on it. And why is that? Well, version 5.1, which was the first version of the product, was launched in 4Q last year at a time when we were focusing on closing existing opportunities, of course. The end of the year is not usually the period when customers began thinking about new technologies for project improvement. So we heard a lot of next year. But now next year has become this year. And with this call, we are relaunching the product as well as launching the sales play. This sales play is targeted at selling WSXD, which is what I'll call it from here on out, to customers who have already purchased 20 or more WAS ND licenses. There are about 65,000 WAS customers, and we're providing you with an install base list, a prospecting list, and it's sorted by geo and sometimes even by region for both new license purchases and license renewals. In the remainder of this presentation, we'll be looking at business problems that the product addresses and how it provides specific value in response to the problems. However, I've been hearing from so many reps who already know a little or a lot about the product, and yet they don't understand how it's sold. So I don't want to keep you in anticipation through the whole presentation. Let me discuss the sales issues right now up front. First of all, notice this product does not have the words application server in its title. It is not the big sister of WebSphere App Server, although it's closely tied to WASND, the App Server Network Deployment. In fact, it installs on top of WASND, so the customer must also have a WASND license for each WSXD license they buy. But these are separate products with separate PID numbers at separate prices, although the prices are the same. If the customer does not have WASMD licenses, or if they maybe need some more, you'll sell them both products. WSXD has the extra function bin that goes beyond what it's running on, the function in WASMD. Notice, and this is a little tricky, the version issue. So the first and current version of XD is 5.1. And it runs on top of the back level of WASMD, which is 5.1. Okay, so 5.1 runs on 5.1, but you probably know that the current version of WASMD is version 6. And when the next version of XD comes out, and that's version 6, it'll catch up to WASMD, and they'll both be version 6. But for now, the version number is out of sync. Notice, there's a mandatory use of Quick Start services. That's because we want the customers to have a favorable reaction and use all the features they need of this product. So Quick Start, which is IBM's service, will spend a couple of weeks at the customer site installing and configuring. This is a one-time service engagement, no matter how many times then the company comes back and buys more. For customers who buy 10 or more XD licenses, this service is free. And if they're buying fewer licenses, it's prorated. It's buried in the cost of the product after 10 licenses, and yes, that means our attainment credit is lessened by the service engagement. For 10 licenses, you'll get maybe credit for about 9. Depends on exactly the price in your geo or region. We want all the customers to buy the product with serious intentions of using it, not just buying one or two. But, of course, you may have to seed one or two for starting projects and then push for the larger sale later on. That's, of course, how you always sell. If nothing else, the launch of WSXD, Extended Deployment, gives you a good reason to call to those customers who you may not be actively engaged with. Tell them about the product. Tell them it's new. Tell them it's just now launching. And even if they think that they're not ready to look at it seriously, you've started a good conversation. WS Extended Deployment XD is the base of IBM's grid computing strategy. So if your customer's thinking about grid, they must have this product. You can't do IBM Grid without it. However, we need very badly to widen the appeal of this product to a broader segment of the market, because it's not about grid only. In fact, it's not even mostly about grid. And for the rest of the call here, we'll be looking at those new features which we think legitimately can be sold to meet requirements of a much wider audience. Let's go to page 3 then. And look at what customers say they want and what they need. Now, these are quotes and concerns that led directly to the creation of WSXD. Remember what I just said about widening the appeal of the product? Well, these requirements that you see on the page do not just suddenly appear when an architect decides on a grid strategy. These requirements are there all along. The customers want to get the most out of their infrastructure. They want to build on the hardware and software they already have. Think server consolidation. Think upsell. And they need that kind of building. They need that kind of support for both peaks and valleys of demand. Secondly, they want to reduce the risk of slow or incorrect, inappropriate server management. And that means they need help from the software itself. Finally, they say they need consistency and predictability, even in the face of anticipated rapid growth. Page 4. Remember we said that XD runs on top of WASND? So this slide, where we'll spend quite a bit of time, shows you the additional functions that XD has. So we've been selling WASND quite a few years. I expect everybody's fairly up to date on the ND function. These are all the additional functions. All right. I'm going to ask you to memorize the following three capabilities. It's going to be easy. Each one's only two words. You only have to remember three, and each one's two words. You get an adjective, and you get a noun. Test yourself. Remember this. Test your colleagues, because knowing them is the best way to talk spontaneously with your customers. For this product, it really works to keep these three items in mind. Okay, I'll state them. You can memorize them as we're going along. Then we'll look at them in more depth. Number one, you ready? Here it is, dynamic operations. Right? It's easy. Dynamic operations, that means that the application environment can scale on demand because now you can virtualize resources, you can share resources. It doesn't matter where the resources are. And that leads to a goal-directed infrastructure. And we'll talk about that in a minute. Here's number two, extended manageability. Adjective noun, it's really easy. Extended manageability offers simpler and improved management of complex system operations. So you get alerts when the app server is becoming stressed. And moreover, you get advice from XD on how to relieve that stress. And here's the third one, high performance. Two more easy words. That means quality of service. And when you hear QoS, quality of service, of course you may think of our app server that runs on Z-Series. And that has always had a tremendously high quality of service. The very last slide in this deck, which I won't be reading to you, looks at when you would sell WAS for Z-Series or for Z-Linux, and the app, the WebSphere for extended deployment. So there are some places, depending on whether you're scaling up or out, some places where one is better and then other places where the other one's better. Remember, high performance means quality of service for business-critical applications. We say it supports near-linear scalability, and it also means that the customer service levels can be improved, you can meet the commitments, and you can also get better performance. So let's look at a few of those phrases in more depth. We said goals-directed computing. And that means you can state which applications are most important to your business. And those get the highest priority access to the WebSphere resources. And you can use this feature along with some Tivoli management to ensure that your best customers and your most important processes get the best qualities of service. Complex system management. That makes it easy to visualize and respond to environments where tens of applications are deployed on maybe hundreds of servers. Because the XD admin console shows operators at a glance the health of systems, and it allows them even to chart performance against business goals. So alerts notify them when intervention is required, and it even provides gradual advice as the user becomes more confident. So here's three things you might, again, want to memorize, but they're not on the test. So, when applications run into stress problems, they can get three kinds of sliding scale advice. The first one is manual management. It means you get an alert that says, you have a problem. Right? The console will tell you, you have a problem. Then you can go to a second level of management, and that is supervised. Supervised means the admin console tells you, you have a problem, and here's a suggestion to fix it. And then you can go all the way to on-demand management, where the console says, you have confidence. You've told me you have confidence in my advice, so I'll just fix the problem, and I'll do it myself, and I won't even bother you. Now, maybe you're thinking Tivoli here, but this console manages the applications that run on the servers and not the servers themselves. There is an affinity with a new Tivoli product called TIO, which makes control over applications even greater. You'll see that discussed in the customer presentation and some other materials attached to the sales slide. WSXD supports high transaction requirements with partitioning, caching, workload, and high availability management. Remember that phrase, high availability. It's going to get real important. Okay, now, here's the test. Remember we had three capabilities, each one's two words, so we have six words to remember, and then we can sell the product. So, what are they? Dynamic operations, enhanced management, and high performance. Let's go to page 5. And take the capabilities from that previous chart, the three capabilities, and map them to revenue potential or cost avoidance. That is, let's make a financial justification by looking at certain categories. Now, filling up that unused space, remember we talked about server consolidation? Why can you fill up unused space? Because when applications are able to share servers across server pools, across clusters, when they're able to share, then no one needs as much worst-case space on existing servers, so you don't have to keep buying more. That means sharing creates lower expenditures, lower investment on new hardware. Faster response time. We said that performance gives us a faster response time. Right? And what does that do for actually financial justification? Well, fast response time means that customers like your website. It means that customer satisfaction and customer loyalty go up. And that means repeat business. Higher revenue potential. Now, lower admin costs. And we don't want anyone to lose their jobs, but automated admin functions means that administrators can move on and help out other projects sooner. That translates to lower personnel costs, but also a shorter time to deployment, and so increased revenue opportunity again. And if you look at the, let's say, the value of an application supported per week, and if you're able to support more, you're able to bring more projects online, then you're going to get that weekly value of the project sooner. Remember, we're also going to consolidate servers by taking out white space, so that also means that admins have less work. And we can assume that if customers don't buy this technology, they'll have to build it at least partially, at least step by step as they go along, because they'll need it. As with many things, it's cheaper to buy instead of build. And not only that, it's getting higher quality, because when you buy it, it means it's been tested, not just in your environment, but in IBM's environment and our other customers' environment. So you get higher quality and cheaper. Also, you're not fixing all those bugs that you put into it. Now, of all those things, what matters the most? We're going to talk about all those categories, all those issues, because customers care about them, and they want to know. Taken together, all these categories are very persuasive, because we have improvement in each category. However, almost always, it's the availability that matters most. I've never done a model where anything else was more important. Why? Because every minute an application runs adds potential value. And every minute it's down, it loses it. It's surprising how valuable those minutes are. Several years ago, IBM itself attributed $33,000 per minute in sales from our website. Of course, that's not our major source of income. $33,000 per minute. If your customers aren't used to thinking in these high numbers, discuss it with them. Current estimates are huge. Forrester last summer estimated that soon financial investments, financial management would soon be at $1 million a minute, that kind of revenue coming in. And even distribution was running about $20,000 a minute. So these estimates are very big. And in the model I've made for this play, I've still used extremely conservative numbers of value per minute and very conservative numbers for availability. And still the results are overwhelmingly impressive. Let's go to page 6. Here are scenarios that include the problem statement, questions to ask in prospecting, in talking to your customers, and they'll uncover the problems. And then we have how to address each problem. Remember I talked about a worst-case scenario. That means that you have an enormous number of hits on a website, maybe even unforeseen. They happen all at once, but not all the time, not continuously. To plan for this, to keep your site up, you've got to be prepared to run a few applications at that peak. So what do? You buy more and more servers and software, of course. Most of the time, you don't need anywhere near that much compute power. And maybe you never need it for some of the applications. WSXD is going to allow greater sharing of the resources across the clusters, and that means an easier time meeting service level agreements for critical applications. So ask your customer about having to meet critical service level agreements. Now, we must say that if your customer does not have applications that that could benefit from sharing resources that more or less eat the same amount of resources continuously at a steady rate, this product may not be the product for them. Page 7. The system administrator's job is critical, and it requires a high degree of skill, which means training or scarce resource pool. Because those servers can get sick at any time. Unless you have that whole system view, it's hard to know what's going on. We've seen the features of XD Advanced Console. It reduces risk of failure. And that's really the overall idea to remember. Because you remember how important high availability is to value? We'll see that as we go along. Page 8. Now we've got a couple of references, and I took the name off this chart. The company chose not to have its name and post it as an official reference. But it was one of our beta participants, and they might be willing to discuss, take a few calls. But, you know, these beta participants, our customers often believe that using our products gives them significant competitive advantage, and so they don't want to talk about it. Now, this company's technology group has been working with IBM's high-volume websites lab. You may have heard of that group. It's a team of 100 or so software engineers and research people. So they've been working on a proof of concept using a beta version of XD. They specifically are interested in software that can tie together online applications in a way that drastically reduces the computing resource needed to run them. So what's the capability here? Dynamic operations. Remember the first capability, dynamic operations, sharing resources. And notice they think a goal of 25% reduction in server operating expense is a reasonable goal. Page 9. And this customer also doesn't agree to have their name used and is also one of our beta participants. This is a customer investment banking. As we said, this is perhaps the highest value per minute customer because they use online transaction processing or OLTP systems. They absolutely must be highly available. These systems are used for handling incoming orders from clients, matching those orders against other clients, and then also with offers from competing exchanges. They have to be highly available because customers are making their money, they're continuing their loyalty, they're upping their satisfaction, they're coming back solely when the system generates a match. So that downtime has a high value per minute. The systems need to be able to respond with low latency. They need the performance, and they need that constantly, regardless of a fluctuating load. This company wants to be able to grow 40% without redesign. So pick one of the three capabilities here. What's going on here? High performance. And on this slide, I've also included some notes about the hardware and software. This solution is implemented on X-Series blades, and the major software it's using is the WASMD, the Business Integration Server Foundation, also a relatively new product, Async Beans feature, by the way, and the XD. This is the Beta XD. It's also using IBM's UDBI. UDB. Page 10. For this sales acceleration play, we've provided a couple of different kinds of prospecting install base lists. The first list has customers that have bought WASMD in the last couple of years. The second one shows who's been renewing support. Now, these could be overlapping, could be a customer in both of them. They don't necessarily indicate separate customers or separate purchases within the customer. So you'll need to look at both of them. And also, they may indicate for the renewals a purchase of App Server under its previous name, Advanced Edition. Now, in the database list, you're only going to see customers who have bought that greater than 20 licenses. And I think at the bottom, it's sorted, so at the bottom I think there's also greater than 10 and less than 20. So you might want to look at that part too. Now, this is a technology sale. Well, that doesn't mean that technology isn't interested in business value. At any rate, the CFO has got to be interested in your points of reducing costs and increasing revenue. Beyond that, talked to someone who's making consolidated strategic decisions about either operations or architectures. And it's important, I think, note that the participants in the recent beta were those making deployment decisions. They were deployment architects. Even though we think customers will save money by not having to code these functions themselves, by buying rather than building, it's the operations people that are going to be interested in this product, probably. Page 11. So what are we going to do? You'll see this format in all of the WebSphere sales plays going forward. You'll see, you know, on the website, you'll see the tabs across the top. And the first thing you're going to do is inform yourself. Learn about the propositions. Learn about the capabilities of connected with each sales play. And of course, the place to start is having listened to this launch call. So you're already ahead. After doing that with Software University sessions that are attached, sales kits, you'll move on to the next step, which is identifying your customer. And again, you're going to be helped with those prospecting install base lists. There's qualifying questions and an elevator pitch. Then it's time to go to your customer and inform them. So it could be that the first thing you want to do in this case is to have your customer listen to the new webcast on this product. It'll be ready very shortly for, repeat playback for your customer. The step also includes many resources for talking to your customer about the solution and its benefits. So you'll see there a sales presentation, tech sales presentation, references, white papers and red books, analyst reports, demos, those kind of things. Next, you'll customize the discussion to your particular customer. Sign them up for a proof of technology. Get them interested in that value of the quick start, which, of course, to them, after 10 licenses, looks free. And finally, you might consider using the financial modeler to give some estimates to your customer about what it means to deploy this product in their own company. Now, on slide 12, I've included a reminder of proof of technology. These are the general things, the general ways we use a proof of technology. One of the most important to us is to cut down on the requirements and requests for a full proof of concept, because those are time-consuming and really quite expensive, and they seem to go on forever. It's also going to determine the scope of a POC if it's required. Remember, these are sit-down, one-day sessions where you have multiple customers, but not an amazingly large number. They're going to be given in one of our centers, usually, and each customer is going to have a terminal and probably a laptop in front of them, and they're going to be learning specifically about the product, so they lose their fear of it, and then when they go back, they can teach other people. All right, let's go to slide 13. Where is this acceleration play? Where is the place you can find this particular presentation, also the MP3? I guess you're listening to it right now. And all the other materials that are necessary for executing those four steps. Where are you going to find them? Go to this URL. This is in one of the array of sales plays. And if you forget the URL, we should be pointing to it from the WebSphere sales playbook. Finally, on slide 14, you'll see that you have so many people waiting to help you. Call your local ITS. Call your colleagues. If that doesn't work, if you don't have the skills, if you don't find the skills at that level, call your regional people, call your geo leader, And, of course, at the end, if that doesn't solve your problems, you can call the worldwide people. We've got the marketing people in on this. We've got the worldwide salespeople, specialists in this product. We've got an Americas person. We've got an AP person. We've got an EMEA person. We've got technical people. We've got the quick start contacts. We've got POTs. And then you have me as well. Now, I'll sign off here, but I will tell you that slide 15 is an extra bonus slide. I'm not going to go over it, but it talks about the comparison of XD to WASD for ZOS and gives you some hints about the WebSphere's behavior in a SysPlex, and you'd be able to look at how availability is different for different kind of applications on the two WebSphere products. So with that, I will thank you, of course, for tuning in, and please go look at this sales acceleration play. You have the URL, start executing it, and if you need help, get help. Thank you.